True. O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, I give thanks for this parish, for their love toward all the saints, for their faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us, we pray, the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened, and that we may know what is the hope to which you have called us. Let us see and know the riches of Christ's glorious inheritance in the saints and the immeasurable greatness of his power working in and through us who believe. Through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. You'll turn to Mark. Ooh, let there be light.
Yeah. Your face is kind of in dark.
You'll turn to Mark chapter 1. In verse 3. Mark is quoting, saying, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. This is the season of Advent. It is a time for preparing. It's a time for making ready for the coming of the Lord. It's a time for actively watching and waiting for the Lord. And I emphasize the active. It's not a passive watching. It's not a passive preparing, you know, like so many people get completely obsessed with the idea of the end times. And yes, Advent is about preparation for the second coming of our Lord, but there is so much more to it. Mark is quoting from Isaiah chapter 40, which Maria read just a minute ago. And in that passage, it expands on this, prepare the way of the Lord. He says, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. And then how do you prepare? Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Well, this kind of preparation, it's not something that happens apart from the body. It is the body that is doing the preparation, the body of Christ. This kind of preparation doesn't just happen. It takes a commitment. And it's ongoing. Advent is a season, yes, but it is also a mindset, okay? We are always waiting. We are always watching for the Lord, preparing to see him face to face. We live, as it were, in a continuous Advent, okay? Now, as I was thinking about this and praying about this on Friday, I was actually driving down to Flat Rock on Interstate 26, and I was thinking how the temporal reflects the spiritual and how preparing the way of the Lord is like making a highway in the wilderness. Yes. So when I got home, I did a little bit of research on Interstate 26. Do you all realize that Interstate 26 was, they decided to build it. There was a group from Tennessee, North Carolina, and South Carolina who all got together and petitioned the Interstate Highway Commission in Washington, D.C. and said, we really need a connector that binds our three states together. Okay? That was in the early 1950s. Okay? And construction began on Interstate 26 in 1957. Okay?
It's still going.
I told you that this was ongoing. Did you not hear that word? what is this ongoing? I mean, pay attention, people, okay? There aren't parallels between the temporal and the spiritual, okay? Anyway, but then, of course, there are the parts that have never been even begun, like through the city here in Asheville, all right? But in 1987, it was determined, well, Tennessee had finished their part of I-26. I mean, they're done. Right? But there was nothing to connect to on the North Carolina side. And so in 1987, North Carolina finally voted and began the construction in the early 1990s of the part between Mars Hill and the North Carolina-Tennessee border. Okay. And that's really what began to make sense to me, because when you think about what Isaiah was saying, that every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. As you would drive up 23, I know you did that a lot, driving up 23, you could look to the west and you could watch that construction going on. And there were these enormous earth-moving vehicles that they were blasting the mountains to bring them down. They would fill these vehicles and they'd take these vehicles and they would go and dump them in the valleys to bring the valleys up and the mountains down. Now, mind you, it's still pretty steep going through there, but it's so much more level, as it were, than 23. The old way of going up over Sam's Gap. David did that a few times as a kid, too. But that's what the Lord is saying about how we are called as the people of God to remove these mountains that are obstructing people from getting to the Lord. We are to be raising up those low places where people get discouraged and depressed. We are to make a highway for our God in the wilderness of this world, that people may be able to see the Lord and come to know him in the fullness of joy. That's what the Lord is telling us. But even now, as we know, I-26 isn't even finished. And even the parts that are finished are being redone. It's ongoing. In the same way, our work is never finished until the Lord comes again in his glory. We are Christians. In a non-Christian environment. It's a wilderness out there. Okay? It really is. And there are a lot of people wandering in spiritual darkness. We are tasked with making the way of the Lord straight through this wilderness, to remove the obstacles, to build the people up, to encourage them, and to bring the light and joy of the Lord to them. But this isn't something any of us are capable of doing in our own strength. Neither is it something that this parish is capable of in its own strength. We must be obedient to the Lord, listening to him. And here's the key, moment by moment. Not just week by week, not just in the Eucharist on Sunday, but moment by moment. When God is ready to move, we were talking about this on Friday, at the Eucharist on Friday. When God is ready to move, you better have your bags packed. Okay? You need to be ready. You need to be ready. Commitment to daily prayer and immersion in the Word is absolutely essential. When Father Mark Finley and I meet for accountability, we meet every 2 weeks by phone. We go through all the questions, and one of those questions is, have you spent adequate time in Bible study and prayer? That one always throws the two of us, okay? Because what is adequate? Adequate time. I mean, we're priests. We're required by our vows to pray every day and to be in the Word every day. Is that adequate? What is adequate? Adequate is being in prayer moment by moment, being in the Word moment by moment. You know, that's the idea behind the Liturgy of the Hours, is to be praying constantly. St. Paul told that to the church at Thessalonica. Pray constantly. Wow, how do you do that? Only by the Spirit. Only by the Spirit. We are called to live in this continuous Advent. Father David last week was talking about the different comings of the Lord. Yes, we had the incarnation. The incarnation was an event in time. Okay, Jesus came from heaven. He was incarnate and made human by the flesh of the Virgin Mary and the power of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that was an event in time. And we know that he is going to come again. Again, that will be at a moment in time. But in the meantime, between those two events, the incarnation and the parousia, the second coming of Christ, he continues to come to his people. He comes to us in innumerable ways and in innumerable times. He will come to us again, yes. And he has promised to be with us always. Yes. And he will come to us in our times of need. Yes. He will also come to us in our times of joy. Yes. To live in a continuous Advent is to always be anticipatory of these comings. Every day is an Advent. Every day is an opportunity for Christ to come and be with us, if we are open to receive him. And he does. And he comes to us continuously. Are you paying attention? Are you waiting? Are you watching? Are you anticipatory of those comings? Okay, so what do we do? How do we do that? Well, one of the keys is to live the truth joyfully. To just live in the joy of the Lord. You know, one of the things that drives me crazy is to see Christians who are out there in the world who are angry and speaking harsh words and thinking that's going to convince somebody to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. That hurts. I mean, it really does. What if that same person came with the joy of the Lord and expressing the love of Christ and reaching out and embracing those who are lost instead of standing above and hollering down? You see the difference? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is one of the ways that we can see that Christ can come to make that pathway, that highway in the wilderness straight. Instead of erecting barriers, we're knocking down mountains and filling up valleys with the joy and the presence and the love of the Lord. Mm-hmm. To live the truth joyfully. You realize sometimes you may be the only Bible somebody ever reads. So this is our anniversary. 28 years. Something to celebrate. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we have just begun. I'm serious. We have just begun. We can learn from the past, but we don't live there. We can look forward to and see what the Lord is preparing for us in the future, but we don't live there. We live in the moment. You realize time and eternity intersect at this moment, this time. And this is where we live. This is where we dwell, in this moment in Christ Jesus. So we watch, we wait, and we prepare the way of the Lord by living in a continuous Advent. So let me conclude with a prayer. Maranatha, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Come to us in the Eucharist and in your word. Come to us now as we gather together in your name. Come to us in our private prayers and in our Bible study. Come to us, Lord, in our quiet times, both personally and corporately. Come to us in our time of need. And Lord, come to us in our joys. Come to us that we may look for you moment by moment and help us to make our paths, your paths, straight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.